Phoenix Rising FC opens its second United Soccer League season tomorrow. Last week, the team unveiled details about its proposed 21,000-seat stadium. Phoenix Rising was not selected to join Major League Soccer during its most recent expansion, but the league has said it may announce another expansion city or two by the end of this year. Joining me to talk about the club's prospects to take that step is one of Phoenix Rising's owners, Tim Reister. And Tim, in the grand scheme of trying to join MLS, how important is the stadium?
Well, the stadium was a critical component to attracting Major League Soccer to Arizona. When we submitted our application in January of 2017, which led to us becoming a finalist for Major League Soccer expansion in the United States, one of the responses we received from Major League Soccer was a formal stadium plan was a requirement. And by formal, I mean all the way to the point of selecting and hiring the architects, the engineers, having a fully finished engineered architectural plan that's approved by MLS is necessary to bring MLS to Phoenix.
And have those things all happened? Has MLS had a say in this stadium, and have you hired all the engineers and all the people you need to hire?
That's correct. So when we put together the committee of owners from Phoenix Rising FC to review proposals from architectural firms, Major League Soccer assigned an observer to our committee. They were a non-voting member of our committee, but were able to give us the wisdom and counsel from their experience constructing stadiums throughout the United States. And once we made the selection and awarded our contract to Populous and Gould Evans, Major League Soccer hired at their own expense a separate engineering firm from the East Coast and had them actually go through and verify all of the plans that we were considering for our new stadium here in Phoenix, and they verified and approved that our plans were correct.
What about the plan that you ultimately picked led you to pick it?
Well, several things made the stadium design that you're seeing extremely attractive to us. First, we believe playing on real grass is very important with professional soccer. And it's better for the athletes physically. It's better for their ankles and their knees and their hips and their back to play on a regular grass surface. So we wanted to make sure, absolutely number one out of the gate, that we could provide the best soccer surface in the world. And to do that, you need an open-air stadium. And the trick was, how do you create an open-air stadium that provides fan and player comfort during the few months of the year when it's very warm in Phoenix? And because it's dry here, we're able to design an open-air stadium and use cooling techniques such as mist and cooling corridors. And this, along with the misting and some fans and a lot of different shading techniques, give us the opportunity, even during the hottest months of the year, to provide a comfortable outdoor environment for our players and fans.
So how optimistic are you that now that you have this plan in place, when MLS eventually looks to expand again, that Phoenix will be part of that?
Well, we can't control the decisions they make at MLS, but from a business point of view, it makes an incredible amount of sense for them to eventually come to Phoenix. We're the largest city and largest media DMA of all the remaining finalist cities. There are 11 remaining finalist cities, and we're the largest. We have the most TV households available for their sponsors to increase the reach of their league. So I think if you and I, Mark, were owners of MLS and looking at how to enhance owner value and value to our sponsors, you'd have to bring two of any of those other cities in to bring the same amount of value as one Phoenix.
As you no doubt know, stadiums and the funding of stadiums have become kind of a popular topic of discussion around the Valley. How would this one be paid for?
Well, that's a real difference versus how the other stadiums have been paid for. The owners of Phoenix Rising FC do not feel comfortable asking taxpayers to fund the stadium construction. Instead, we're going to pay for that ourselves. And we believe with the growth of soccer, professional soccer in the United States, I mean, when you look at where it is in revenues now versus where the European clubs are, we believe over the next 20 years it's going to substantially grow. It's already growing faster than any other sport in the United States. And in another 8 to 10 years, when it catches up, we think it can generate enough income to pay the debt on that stadium. So we're not asking the politicians or the citizens to step up and pay for it. Instead, we're going to foot the bill, and we're asking for fans just to come. If they'll simply come out and bring their families and enjoy the live athleticism of professional soccer. And I encourage everyone who's never had a chance to see a live professional soccer game, come out and see Phoenix Rising. Coming to just one or two games a season will help us be able to construct that stadium long term.
All right. That's Tim Reister, one of the owners of Phoenix Rising FC. Tim, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.